It is the Lonnie Hunter Show. It is 5:15, ladies and gentlemen, and we are talking about social media and the accessibility of it makes you very accessible to everybody, no matter how famous or not famous or reclusive or not reclusive you might be. If you are on social media, people can communicate with you. So with that in mind, you can't get bent out of shape when people say something to you that is different than the way you believe or different than the way you think or something that you might disagree with. It's not the end of the world. Especially when you have, just like they can contact you, you can reply to them and maybe they will understand you a little bit better. The worst thing you can do is take somebody's message, build a narrative around it, get upset about it, and then come back at them like you all are arguing. You never know what the tone of their message is. It could be just a question. So first, reply to the question and then see where it goes to see if you need to turn up or we can just resolve it. Here's the situation. I got a tweet day before yesterday regarding how vocal I am or how intense I am or how engaged I am with this political climate that we are living in. And she tweeted me and said, why don't you go back to music and inspiring people through your music and ministry? Now, somebody could have just, you know, jumped off a cliff and went off on that. So I just replied to her. It's not that I've abandoned the music. It's not that I've abandoned the ministry. It's just that I am not a one-dimensional dude. It is possible for you to be saved and to be engaged in other areas of life. If all I did was sing, I'd be doing a lot of people a disservice, especially the people who are attached to me. So yes, I'm still doing the music. I'm still doing the ministry. Most of that is seen on Instagram and Facebook. The reason I use Twitter politically so much is because a lot of politicians, that's what they read. They're not on Instagram and they're not on Facebook as much, but Twitter, they go in off of, especially if I'm talking about Donald Trump, because that's what he's on. She replied, I get it. In the discussion, it did not have to take me disrespecting her in my reply. It did not have to take me being thin-skinned and thinking that she's trying to disrespect me. If you just have a conversation first, the exchange will tell you what the tone quality should be and how you should take it and how much you should turn up. That's my point. Hopefully it helps somebody get it done. It's You Gospel Radio.
My destiny seems so far. I even doubted myself,
and I said
it was never meant to be. My problems blocked my view. They were all that I could see.
But you told me
your ways are higher than mine.
Your thoughts are higher.
Your thoughts are higher than mine.
Oh.
You spoke over me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You spoke over me.
Is that your testimony tonight? And on top of my problems,
there was so much negativity working against
me. So many people
spoke
again.
Spoke again.